Ariel Sharon in critical condition. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon emerged from 7 hours of surgery in critical but stable condition after suffering a massive stroke Wednesday. As Mr. Sharon clung to life, Israel moved to a transitional administration that is expected to govern the country until national elections on March 28th. Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, a former mayor of Jerusalem, can serve as Israel's acting Prime Minister for up to 100 days, taking the country through the elections. Mr. Olmert met with Ariel Sharon's staff and chaired a cabinet meeting at which it was agreed that Israel will hold national elections as scheduled on March 28th. Eyes in Israel were glued to television screens that showed pictures of the scene outside Jerusalem's Hadassah hospital, where Ariel Sharon underwent 2 lengthy operations after suffering a massive stroke and cerebral hemorrhage. Dr. Shlomo Mor Yosef, the director of the hospital, says the 77-year-old Mr. Sharon remains in critical but stable condition in a medically induced coma. All the vital signs and measurements are according to what is expected after such a long surgery and after a hemorrhagic stroke, the doctor explained. As part of the treatment, Prime Minister Sharon is under anesthesia and he is ventilated, at least for the next 24 hours.